This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister hails European Union-Jamaica partnership, early childhood institutions to benefit from $4 million donation, and estimates of expenditure and revenue measures to be tabled next Thursday. The news in detail after this message.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, we can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just memory myself, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she want. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is hailing the contribution of the European Union to Jamaica's social and infrastructural development over the last 40 years. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the European Union has contributed an estimated $170 billion in development assistance to several sectors over the years, yielding numerous benefits for Jamaicans.
The many other areas of EU contribution have included small business development, tax reform, public sector modernization, budget support, drug abuse prevention, justice, water, sanitation, and climate change. The government continues to be grateful to the EU for extending a helping hand in the aftermath of natural disasters.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that she views the continued support of the EU as critical in order for Jamaica to achieve its targets relating to social transformation and the economic growth agenda. The Prime Minister was addressing the launch of the 40th anniversary of Jamaica-EU partnership celebrations at Jamaica House on Thursday. 98 early childhood institutions across the island are to benefit from a $4 million disbursement to the Early Childhood Commission, ECC, by the Canada-based Project for the Advancement of Childhood Education, PACE. The funds are expected to be used for infrastructure development and maintenance and were provided under the ECC's sustained partnership with PACE. Speaking with JIS News, PACE Canada's President Sandra Whiting said the organization remains committed to assisting early childhood development in Jamaica to give children a strong foundation.
We're really focusing on the full spectrum of training, not just the kids. Also, a lot of the money we give them is to help with the infrastructure for schools, building toilets and kitchens, and then the teacher side of it to make sure they have the right skills to educate our kids. So, and we see that as helping to give a great start to our Jamaican kids.
The partnership with PACE is aimed at helping institutions attain the 12 standards outlined in the Early Childhood Act of 2005 and the Early Childhood Regulations of 2005 for the delivery of quality education at that level. Chairman of the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, Milton Samuda, is urging country representatives accredited to Jamaica to suggest participants for the Jamaica Investment Forum JIF Conference 2015. The forum, scheduled for March 10 to 12 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James, is targeting high-level international investors and business executives. Mr. Samuda says the government will be looking to build new relationships and strengthen existing partnerships with the international community through the conference.
JAMPRO, two years, several high commissions, embassies, consulates, and international agencies, wants to forge and deepen partnerships with your countries and organizations so as to facilitate investment in Jamaica.
Mr. Samuda was addressing members of the diplomatic community at JAMPRO's New Kingston offices Thursday. Come Thursday, February 19, Jamaicans will hear what the government intends to spend for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips will table the 2015-2016 estimates of expenditure as well as the revenue measures in the House of Representatives. The estimates provide details on what the ministries and agencies will receive for recurrent or housekeeping and capital or development expenses. The ceremonial opening of Parliament will precede the tabling of the estimates of expenditure and revenue measures. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen will deliver the throne speech in which he will outline the government's priorities for the new fiscal year, which begins April 1. The 2015-2016 budget debate will get underway March 12 in the House, with the Finance Minister making his presentation. On March 17, opposition spokesman on finance Audley Shaw will make his contribution. The debate continues on March 19 with Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness making his presentation. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller will make her presentation on March 24, and the Finance Minister will close the debate on March 25. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.